Hi, everybody. My name is Kim. I'm a recovered cocaine addict and alcoholic.
Hi.
Stacy, what a privilege that you've asked me to share here tonight. I want to just say a couple of things about you before I do anything else. And what I want to say is I started to get to know you, I've seen you around, but I started to get to know you about 3 years ago. And I was really struck by what a great person you were, right? And then, you went out, as everybody knows. And, my heart was so happy when I knew you came back, because I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot of guts to come back, especially after being here for a while. It takes a lot of grace and humility to come back here and come up here and take that white chip again. And, I believe that the experience has made you, bionic, better, stronger than you were before, and more connected to a greater power than yourself. And I'm so happy that you made it back, because we're not all that fortunate, right? Especially in this fellowship, we know that, right? So, looks good on you. You're like starting to shine and glow just like crazy, and I'm really happy for you. Okay, so I guess what I want to say is that when I came to you, I came to you not knowing what it was to be an addict. I didn't know what an addict was. I didn't know. And when I came here, I thought that I was an addict because when I used, bad things happened. I thought I was an addict because, I ended up in jail a lot. I thought I was an addict because of this and because of that and because of this. I thought I used because of all those reasons. I had a great victimese language that I used to speak. I used always because of the horrible things that happened to me in my life. It wasn't until I got hooked up with a really great sponsor and I worked the steps of the program that I learned the real reason why I use. And the real reason why I use is because I like the effect. Pointy now, right? All the crap inside me goes away. And I am that girl that never felt right in her own skin. And all I wanted to do so badly was to be like what I thought you guys were, right? I never felt like you guys. I felt different. I felt alone. I wanted attention. Oh my God, I wanted to have the same kind of attention I thought you were showing other people. If you gave me something secretly, I thought, well, why didn't you give me something else? And I was just never okay. Never okay in my own skin. I needed your approval. As we've heard a million times, I was that girl. I had a God-sized hole in my soul. And there was nothing I could shove in there enough to fill me up. And I shoved in approval, and I shoved in this, and I shoved in that. And then, I found drugs and alcohol and made all the crap go away for a while, but then it stopped working and the hole got bigger and bigger and bigger. And when I came to you, I just want to tell you that when I was a little girl, I was like a really smart little kid. And I won an award really early on for writing, and I was going to be a famous writer when I grew up. I had all these dreams. I had all these things that I was going to do. When I came to you, 9.5 years ago, by the grace of God, when I came to you, my world had been so small. I came in off of 27 years standing on a street corner in Montreal. My whole life was about getting money and getting more and getting more and getting more and getting more. And there was nothing else to me. So when I first came in, I did end up going to some meetings where there was a lot of love in the rooms, but people didn't actually, they loved me. Thank God they loved me. But I stayed sick in those rooms, because the rooms I was going to, people were patting me on the back and they were telling me stuff like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, that guy's an asshole. Yeah, it's okay, And as a result of that, my resentments kept going. And me, the kind of addict I am, if I don't have any other solution, I get sicker. Because now the only solution I've ever had, which was the alcohol and the drugs, I don't have anymore. So all that crap inside me is getting worse and worse and worse, and I needed to find a different solution. So I was almost 2 years in, just going to meetings and not picking up, and I was ready to kill myself. Absolutely ready to blow my brains out, right? I was all happy that I hadn't picked up or used. That made me feel like my ego was rebuilt and like I know all about everything. And I remember sitting in the circles talking about the steps without ever having experienced the steps, right? Lots of opinions on things I didn't know anything about. And, you know, finally when this, I hit this really horrible emotional bottom in the rooms, and it was a billion times worse than the bottom I hit out there, right? It was terrible. And so, you know, I, by the grace of whatever this God is, it's God as I don't understand God, but this God connected me with a sponsor that was armed with the facts about our disease and how to get out of the hole, how to get out of this, past this disease. So, you know, so what does it look like for me? Well, my step one is like, it's absolute and total, right? And the horror of my last debauch, as we call it, my last bottom, is never going to be that far away from me. When I first came in, like, I didn't have a single friend left in my life. I didn't have anything left in my life. And I had just broken the heart of the last person who loved me, and I felt like such a piece of shit, right? And that is never too far away from me. But the unmanageability and the powerlessness, not just over drugs and alcohol. My recovery begins when I'm powerless over what you're thinking, what you're doing, what the weather is outside. That's where it starts for me. I'm absolutely powerless over all that stuff. And me thinking that I can control it makes my life unmanageable to this day, right? I've come to believe in something greater than myself. Why? Because if I'm all there is, oh my God, it's over, right? It's over, you know, and, you know, and what I, you guys, the people that would share your stories with me, and I saw you shining and glowing and smiling, you know, coming to these rooms where people were actually doing the work. And you told me that since you started doing a certain thing and having a certain attitude towards a certain power, your life started to change. And I was like, wow, maybe that can happen for me too, right? So they told me, my sponsor told me, and everybody that I was going around told me, I had to learn how to develop a trust in this power and let go. And sometimes it's so hard. Like step three is really hard for me sometimes because I'm damn convinced that I could do it better than you guys, right? I could do it better than the universe. I could do it better, but when I don't meddle with things, it always turns out 1,000 times better than what I could have come up with. It never ceases to amaze me how that happens. So my step three was, my step three was actually more powerful than anything else, because by the time I got to that point, I knew that a 4-year-old could run my life better than me. So my step three was really just about letting go and stepping back. But what I was learned at an early stage from the Big Book is that I can't keep my step three if I don't at once launch into action. And the reason why is because I can't hear a connection with my higher power if I'm totally blocked with resentment and selfishness and dishonesty and fear. How can I hear anything loving or kind when I'm full of resentment and rage? I can't, right? So I have to launch. So I launch into this inventory, and then I share it with this, with my sponsor and with a higher power. And then I get this list of the things that are really what my problem is. And it wasn't any of the things that I thought, because I thought my problem was everybody else. When I got my list, at step six, like from my fifth, I found out my real problem was selfishness, self-centeredness, dishonesty, and fear, and every kind of version of that that you could think of, like greed, jealousy, suspicion, distrust, all those things. That was what my real problem was. And so, you know, I learned to ask the higher power to remove those from me. Because if I could have removed it myself, I would have done it a long time ago, you know? I wouldn't have lived in misery for all those years, you know? I wouldn't have put everybody else in misery for all those years, you know? And then, you know, I made a list of all the people I had harmed, and I went out and I made amends to them all, and I was out there for a really, really long time, and I had a super long list of amends. But I will tell you, by the time I was halfway through that list, my life was changed dramatically upside down. You know, I did have a new power, a new freedom, right? I can't even tell you. I spent most of the 80s and a good portion of the 90s in jail. When I wasn't in jail, I was either in a crack house or a shooting gallery. I was 98 pounds soaking wet. Well, I remember not that long ago, before coming in, I remember my kids sitting beside the door of my house, and my poor kids, they ended up in the system. All the drama that comes with being a crackhead, right? The pain and the suffering that they went through. And I remember sitting beside the door and looking at them with no power in my life, no power. And my kids are looking at me, and it's Friday night, and I've got a couple of bucks. And I'm telling them, I'll be right back, guys. I promise. And my kids are looking at me, little guys, and they're saying, Mommy, please don't go. And I'm looking at them, and they're looking at me, and I know that they know that I know that they know that I'm full of shit. Yeah. Right? And you can't tell me I don't love them. I love them more than life itself. But I ain't got no power. I ain't got no power. Right? So, I have a new power and a new freedom in my life now. That never happens to me. You know, that doesn't happen in my life anymore. Right? I'm trying to do the speed version here. So what does my step 10 and my step 11? Step 10 is my daytime, walking around armor. I try to use that step to the best of my ability and live in my 10th step, which means during the day, if I screw up somewhere, I try to admit it right away. If I don't catch it, guess what? I got a step 11. Step 11 starts, strangely enough, by night, not in the morning, by night. I'm supposed to review what my day was. Where was I selfish? There's 12 questions. Was I selfish today? Was I resentful today? You know, was I dishonest? Do I owe anybody apology? Right? Am I afraid? If I answer those questions, and sometimes I see what I missed during the day, and I can bring it to my morning the next day, and I can put it in there so that if there's an amend to make, I'll put it on the top of my must-do list for the next day. Because I really don't want to build that crap up inside that blocked me from the power for so many years, right? I don't want to do that. So, prayer, meditation, and then, you know, what is step 12 to me? Well, step 12 is, you know, I made it here because somebody practiced their 12th step, and so I try to do the same thing to other people. I spend a lot of time in the big book with other people, and every time I go in the big book with other people, guess what I find out? I see my impatience. I see my intolerance. I see my judgment calls and my self-righteousness, right? And I get to see where I need to continue to do work on myself, right? As much as I sincerely want to be of help to other people, I do this work and I grow and I become a little bit better. And as it says, you know, in Dr. Bob's story, I take a little bit more immunity against a future slip, right? So I do a lot of service in the fellowship. I love CA. CA saved my life. I will do anything for CA. I've served in lots of different capacities at my group, at area. I've been at the same prison doing a Sunday morning meeting now for 7 years. I'm just so grateful, because if it wasn't for this fellowship, I would be probably dead now, right? So as a result of having this crazy spiritual experience, what is my life like today? So, by the grace of God, October 7th, I'll be sober for 10 years. It's like, how does that happen? But how does that happen? I remember the first meeting I went to, a guy took a 30-day chip. I thought he was a god, right? Because I couldn't get 2 days. I couldn't get 2 days. And a guy took a 4-year cake, and I thought he was a liar, right? So, you know? But, so, you know, it's like amazing. So my life has changed. So I went from being, you know, a crackhead hooker in and out of prison to now I'm a licensed paralegal for the province. How does that happen, right? How does that happen? Somebody loved me despite of myself enough to marry me. I got married, right? I got married. The relationships in my life have been restored. My middle son is actually going to be 6 years in CA, clean and sober, booking people in Halifax, Nova Scotia, right? Wow. Wow. Right? You know, I've got a world of friends. I've got a life beyond anything I could ever have possibly dreamed of. That poor little girl that was sitting underneath the tree, you know? I started writing again professionally. So, oh my God, right? This is all because of the program. It's because of getting, and we're not to worship the big book, and we're not to worship the steps. We're supposed to use these things to get connected to something that we can actually worship and stay connected to, whatever that is. It could be the spirit of your great grandma in the sky looking down at you. It could be a religious figure. It could be Buddha. It could be nature. It doesn't matter, as long as it's greater than you. Because as long as it's only you, as it was when it was only me, it didn't go too far in life, right? So if you're new, And if you're struggling, if you don't know which way is up or which way is down, don't feel alone. We're all new. And you will find somebody in this room and in many other rooms like this that are more than willing to sit down with you and work you through these steps and get you to a higher power of your own understanding that will solve your problems. So that's all I have. Thank you for having me share.
Thank you for that. That was really good. Your message of spirituality and the accessibility of it, you know.